This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. It's good to have you with us today. You're hearing there the gospel voices of volunteers at the Lone Star Expo Center. That's a convention center turned emergency shelter in Conroe, Texas. The sun came out over Houston on Wednesday. It was a sure signal that the rains are moving on, but also it shined a light on a new terrible reality. Harvey is moving up the coast and inland, and in South Texas now, a transition all too familiar in disasters. The terror of flooding and rescue subsides, and then the sun breaks through to show you what's ahead, the slow, filthy, and waterlogged grind of recovery. Houston's curfew was lifted at 5 a.m. Some of the city's residents emerged from their homes to assess the damage, and the president made remarks from Missouri on Wednesday afternoon.
Recovery will be tough, but I have seen the resilience of the American spirit firsthand all over this country. To the people of Houston and across Texas and Louisiana, we are here with you today. We are with you tomorrow, and we will be with you every single day after to restore, recover, and rebuild.
Words of reassurance from the president there. Congressman Joaquin Castro is a Democrat who represents San Antonio in the 20th District in Texas. San Antonio has already sheltered thousands of evacuees from the Jefferson County and Houston areas up the road, along with other affected communities in his area. Congressman, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
As I mentioned, San Antonio has opened its doors to neighbors from across the state and across the area affected by this devastating flooding. What's going on around your district? What have you seen as you've gone to some of the places where people are taking shelter?
Well, I had a chance a few days ago to visit two of the shelters who were taking in evacuees. And as you can imagine, it was people that were nervous and anxious about the future. We received mostly people in the early waves coming from Corpus Christi, Rockport, Victoria, and those areas. And San Antonio did the same thing when Hurricane Katrina hit a dozen years ago. And so we're ready to help in any way that we can.
How have the federal authorities been performing in the area, in your estimation so far? How has FEMA been performing in getting people enrolled for housing, signed up for emergency benefits, and things like that?
I think for the most part, the federal, state, and local responses have been well coordinated, but nobody anticipated the scale of this disaster. It, of course, broke the record for the largest landfall, the largest rainfall in American history. And so I think nobody was prepared for the scale. That said, everybody has mobilized very quickly and tried to do everything possible on search and rescue and to get people to safety.
Have you heard any complaints either from your constituents or from members of Congress who represent neighboring districts about what more they need from federal authorities right now?
I think everybody's worked in a cooperative spirit so far and very much in the moment to try to do what's necessary to help people get out of danger. But when we get back to Congress, Texas is going to need a supplemental aid package in the billions and billions of dollars. And I hope that it can be supported in a bipartisan way, that we won't see a lot of the divisive fighting that happened during the debate over the Superstorm Sandy relief package, for example. The Congress also needs to reauthorize the National Flood Insurance Program, which is set to expire on September 30th.
Well, let's talk about an aid package for South Texas and the surrounding area and what the price tag might be. In the end, the federal government spent about $125 billion on Hurricane Katrina along the Gulf Coast. There have been asks already that have suggested that the price tag for Harvey could be even higher. I heard one of your colleagues mention $152 billion, which is astronomical. Are you on board with a figure of that size? What are you hearing?
Well, you know, we won't have an exact calculation for a while, but the scale of this disaster is obviously incredible. And so it won't surprise me if that number is also very high, because Houston is the fourth largest city in the country, but it's also affected in that coastal Bend region. And now what's known as the Golden Triangle in Texas, the Beaumont and Port Arthur area. So it's just pure devastation here in Texas.
You mentioned some of the divisive fights of the past, Superstorm Sandy, congressional fights over funding, how to pay for it. There were members of Congress from your delegation who voted against some of that funding or didn't want to vote for it unless money was taken from elsewhere. I know you want to avoid that now, but if it's happened in the very recent past, why wouldn't the same thing happen now?
No, you're right. Both Texas senators, Cornyn and Cruz, and many of the Texas Republicans voted against the Superstorm Sandy relief. But there were also many Texans in Congress, myself included, who voted for it and were supportive throughout. And as Peter King, a Republican from New York, said, you know, one bad turn doesn't deserve another. And so I'm hoping that we can get very clear and strong support across the country and across party lines for the people of Texas.
Have you gotten any guarantees across those party lines, not only in your delegation, but from the White House or congressional leaders that they want to avoid a fight like that?
No, you know, we've not started that conversation yet, but I do think that it was encouraging that the president declared Texas a disaster area right away, that he worked with the governor and the Texas members of Congress to do that. So I think that's a great start.
Congressman Joaquin Castro represents the 20th District in Texas. He's a Democrat from San Antonio. Congressman, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.